How do you know if you're on the right track, if you're in the zone with your manifestations? Today we're going to dive into this, because if you're not feeling that good feeling when you tune into your visions, then it means that something's not quite aligned with your highest self. Because let's say, for example, someone wants to manifest $100 billion trillion zillion dollars. I actually know somebody who said that she wanted to manifest literally, I think it was $400 trillion, right? And she's broke, right? So something is a bit off about that, okay? And I imagine if she tries to even think about $400 trillion, she probably can't even get her head around it, because it's, I mean, it's such a huge number. So sometimes we want things that are either literally impossible, unrealistic, or just not aligned with our values. You know, sometimes people say, I want $1 million. Why exactly 1 million? Why not 10 million or 1.5 million or 2.3 million or 167,000? The more you align your desires with reality, meaning with the reality of what you really want for yourself in your life, with your actual experience of life, the more you feel good about it and the more you can attract that towards you. So just tune into something that you think you want right now. Imagine that thing. Imagine that you've attained that thing. And just notice how you feel in your body as you think about that. Does it feel like you're being pulled up, raised up, or does it feel a bit awkward? So if you're not feeling that inspiration, if you're not feeling uplifted, then it means something is not quite aligned within yourself. Now, this can have a few different causes. One cause is if we're not aligned with our values. So, for example, if you value peace and ease and grace, and you want to have a very relaxed, peaceful life, and you're holding a vision of a very hectic, busy life, like if you imagine achieving something and it means your life is going to change and you're going to have all these things to do all the time and you're going to be busy, 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 then you're not going to want to do that, right? Many people, they think things like, I'd want to be famous, right? But on some level, they realize if they become super famous and well known, they're going to have the paparazzi after them. Yeah, they'll be in the media all the time. They'll probably have people wanting, knocking on the door. You know, they can't go for a walk in private, you know, so on some level they're worried about losing their peace, their privacy, their calm life. So it's not aligned, unless they find a way of achieving fame and fortune without being hounded by the press. Some people might say they want all this money, but on some level they don't really feel they need that huge amount of money. And what is it for? And what are they going to do with it? Maybe they're worried about the consequence of people trying to steal it, or tax issues or complications. Or maybe someone wants a number that is beyond something they're actually comfortable with, because everyone has what's called a wealth thermostat. Just like in the house, we have a number, we set it, you know, to like 75 degrees or whatever it is. And then if it gets too hot, it kicks it in, brings it down. If it gets too cold, it brings it back up. So we have a wealth thermostat. We have a happiness thermostat. We have a health thermostat, right? So there's partly what we're dealing with here is some limitations within us. And then sometimes it's belief systems and values that are out of alignment. And other times it's just we're being unreasonable, like this girl who wants $400 trillion. But she doesn't really, right? These are all things that are going on. So when people are having a hard time with their manifestation, it's normally something to do with these things. So how can we turn it around? How can you come up with something that really feels good? Because what we're looking for, remember, is something that you can think about easily, or you can write it down, and it gives you energy immediately. It gives you energy by thinking about it, and it compels you to action. So the ideal vision is something that you can imagine quickly and easily. You can write it down easily in one word or in a phrase or even a picture. It sparks a good feeling in your body, in your biology. It pulls you up into a higher state of being where you're more yourself, you're more your authentic self, your higher self. And it allows you, compels you to do things differently in your life. So, for example, I have various different goals and visions. Like, one of them is about my spiritual state. So I can imagine something what's called the karmateet stage, which means free of any karmic accounts. It's a state of profound freedom, real freedom. You could call it enlightenment, but it's a different term. It means that all of the past karma is cleared and there is a state of absolute freedom. So when I think about that, it makes me feel really good and it pulls me into that higher state. So if I'm feeling in any way stressed out and I imagine that, it pulls me up and go, oh, okay, there's this higher state I'm moving into. And I can actually tap into that state. And while I haven't reached it permanently, I can experience that again and again and again, just with that one word, karmateet stage or karmateet. I also have certain financial goals and work goals for my work and reaching people and helping people. And when I imagine helping more people and I imagine generating more wealth so that I can then give to charity and I can fund projects, that inspires me. I'm like, great, let's do more service. Let's help more people. So I can imagine that and it can pull me forward. Now, there was a time where some of these goals I had were not really, if I'm being radically honest, aligned with my higher values, and they weren't aligned with a real reason. I used to have various financial goals that were just random, like I mentioned before, about having a certain number of millions or a certain number of this and that, and what for exactly. I hadn't thought about that. So what you can do to help get clearer is to keep writing down every day everything you want. Because the more you write it down, you can feel energetically as you write it down whether or not it feels good, whether it's aligned. If you only write things down or think about them occasionally, you can't quite tune into this. But if you do this again and again, when you write down that number, or when you write down that thing, you get to tune into, does it give you energy? Or is it actually really a superficial desire? Some of the desires that we hold in our consciousness actually come from the media and from marketing companies and TV shows and movies and social, right? We saw it somewhere else, in a magazine somewhere, we saw it on some TV show, something happened to us, right? Because we're exposed to millions of marketing messages. So sometimes, and it's not just occasionally, by the way, this is very, very common, we've received all this stuff, we think we should want all these things, we've been programmed to want them, and then we think we want them, and then we write them down in our journal, and some of them, they just don't bring us any joy. And why not? Because they're not really what we want. Somebody else has put the seed in our mind that you want to have this thing, and it really doesn't mean anything to us. So it's not going to give you energy because it's not your idea. It doesn't come from your heart and soul. And if you get it, you're not going to be any happier anyway. So the more you write down what you want again and again and again, and the more you feel into the vibrations of the things that you're writing down, you'll tune into, does it truly inspire you or not? If it does, then you can keep that, you can hold on to that. And when you imagine that, it will bring you up, it will pull you up. And if you repeatedly write something down and it doesn't feel good to you, then you can actually just scratch it off the list. You can just stop writing it down. You can even cross it out and say, that's it, I'm done with this, I'm not even going to think about it anymore. Just let it go. Right? And other things, you might need to adapt and adjust and tweak them. So for example, if you think that you want $1 million and it doesn't do it for you, is it too much or is it not enough? With money goals, I think it's very, very helpful, and we have this in our trainings in Awaken Academy, to get clear on your money story and why you want the money you want. So if you say, I want $1 million cash, all right, imagine someone deposits $1 million in your bank account. What are you going to do with it? It's good to actually write down what you're going to spend this money on if you want money. What are you going to buy? Are you going to buy a new car? Are you going to buy a new house? I mean, houses are very expensive. You can't buy a house for $1 million nowadays. A decent house, right? So it's not even going to buy your house. So then you might need $5 million to get a decent house, right? In a nice location. But what are you going to do? Well, you could have a mortgage, you could have a different car, you could travel. Where would you like to travel? Would you really like to travel to those places? When you start tuning into these things in a bit more detail, in a real practical way, because remember, once you actually have the things you want, then you're living inside that experience. Like, for example, here I am on the North Shore of Kauai. I've lived in Kauai for many, many, many years. And I moved to Sedona, now I go back and forth, right? So when I'm in Sedona, I think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to be in Kauai? And then once I've been in Kauai for a while, I think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to be in Sedona? But the funny thing is, once I actually get to the new place, like I'm sitting here right now on the couch, right? The roosters are going off, you might be able to hear the birds in the background. I'm going to go to the beach shortly after this. But I'm actually more inspired to do the work that I'm doing, which I could do anywhere. You know, it's actually more enjoyable to me to be talking to you doing this session than it is to sit on the beach. Because once you've sat on the beach once and twice and three times and 20 times and 100 times and 1,000 times, yeah, it's great. You know, I'm going to go for a swim. It's going to be nice to be in the clean ocean, get a nice tan. It's all fine, right? Great. But actually, what, in truly, truly, honestly, what brings me more joy, what means more to me, is being of service, being of service. I had a call with our students this morning for Awaken Academy, helping them become high-paid spiritual life coaches and sort out their marketing and their business. That was great. I had a great time talking to everybody, helping them make these shifts in their mind. That was very inspiring, right? Then I had a chat with a spiritual teacher, a friend of mine, about some projects she's working on, and that was great. And now I'm talking to you, right? This, and I've been working on some projects. I actually like working and serving more than I like wandering around on the beach. Now, there's nothing wrong with wandering around on the beach, and I'm going to do it, and I like it. But when it comes down to it, when you really get into it, when you really tune into your visions, when you get clear about an actual day in the life of your ideal world, then you start to experience what you really, really want, because our visions in our head can be very abstract. People can imagine what it's like to be in Hawaii, and they ignore all of the practical things. They just imagine this one scene of them feeling great on the beach, looking over the ocean, which is fine, which is great, and the ocean is beautiful, and I love the ocean. But that's not it. You can't just stand there in front of the ocean day in, day out, right? You're going to have to eat something. You're going to have to go for a walk. You're going to have to get to the beach and leave the beach. Even if you have a house on the beach, you're going to have to walk to your house, right? You have to go to the store. There's stuff to do, right? So in a real lived practical experience, there are all these things going on. So it's very useful to get clear about exactly what sort of life you want in much more depth. Who are you going to be with? What are you going to wear? If you have more money, exactly what are you going to spend it on? You know, do you want to buy art? Do you want to buy new furniture? Do you want to give it to charity? Giving gifts, actually, giving other people things brings more joy than buying things for ourselves. So even though you might think it would be great to have a new car, maybe it would, you'd actually get more joy by giving someone else a car who really wants and needs one and getting their praise and appreciation than buying yourself the second or third car. Anyone who has a lot of money knows this, right? They love to give gifts, they love to give, they want to be of service. So if you're feeling like your visions aren't quite hitting the mark, it's probably because you haven't gone deep enough into what you really want, why you really want it, what it's going to really be like having the things. So this is an opportunity that you can take the time to do this. Keep writing down what you want again and again and again every day, and then go deeper into it. Imagine an actual day in the life. And I can do a separate session just on that day in the life, because that's a big deal. But write down what you want, why you want it. Get clearer about what this is for. So money is a classic example. I want $10 million. Why? All right, you want to buy a house here and a house here and a house here. Why do you want that? Why do you need to buy the house? Why can't you just go and leave? One of my clients was saying he wanted to buy a house, this place and that place. And I said, sure, you know, by all means. But you do realize you have to then maintain the house when you're not there, right? You have to get a property manager, and you have to worry about leaks, and which is fine. And don't worry about it. If that's what you want, that's fine. But you can realize that you can go and travel places easily without having to own the house. He ended up buying the house, which is fine, and he's happy about it. But I don't think he realized that it didn't mean as much to him as he thought it would. And he was telling me, funnily enough, that once he was there, he started looking online for other houses in his neighborhood to buy instead, right? Because there's always something better, isn't there? So if you can't be content today, you're probably not going to be that content tomorrow, right? Because you might have a nice house on the beach, but then your neighbor has a better house on the beach, right? So then you want your neighbor's house. So we really want to come down to, what do we actually truly want? What do we want to feel? It's the feeling. That's the whole point of this podcast, ultimately, is to come into the feeling of all attainments. It's not the things, it's the feeling. The feeling of satisfaction, the feeling of joy, the feeling of peace, the feeling of fullness, of love, right? So write down what you want. Why do you want it? Come into the feeling of what you actually want, which is really what you want. And you can have that today. And then the things that you want bring you into that feeling state now, so you can relax now and enjoy your life more and more and more now. And then when you do get the things that you want, which probably won't mean as much to you as you think they will, realistically, but then you can have other things that you want that bring you joy as well. And you can shift your attention from wanting endless stuff to being in a higher state of consciousness, being in an inspired space. So thinking to yourself and feeling, I've attained, I have attained. I can have a wonderful big smile. You can think this to yourself. I have attained everything. I'm a spiritual being. I'm alive. I'm here in this world. I'm a guest here. Life is blessed. I've attained. I'm blessed. The feeling of being blessed, the feeling of being full is the key thing. And if these visions help you come into that feeling, then not only will you feel you've attained everything today, but you'll bring that feeling with you into tomorrow and into the next thing and into the next thing. So just keep in mind, what do you really want? Feel into the feeling of having attained it. Enjoy the good feeling. And anything that's not aligned and superficial and not really what you want, you can just scratch it out and let it go. If it's not bringing you into a good feeling, just let it go. So enjoy this wonderful experiment, enjoy this wonderful discovery, and it's an ongoing discovery, and the deeper you go with it, the more joy you'll feel, the more you'll feel you've attained everything, and the more you'll be living from fullness to fullness to fullness. So much love and blessings, have a beautiful day, enjoy this good feeling. And talk to you soon.